Good evening, this is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with World News. The headlines. India's economy to remain fastest growing among major economies despite global headwinds. World leaders wish Prime Minister Modi on his 75th birthday today. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says Security Council reforms are now central to General Assembly talks. Gunmen killed 22 people in a violent attack on a village in Niger's Tillaberi region. And in women's cricket, India beat Australia by 102 runs in the second ODI of the three-match series in Chandigarh. India's economy will continue to remain the fastest growing among the major economies despite the global headwinds. According to the American credit and rating agency S&P Global, the GDP of the country continues to grow at 6.5% this fiscal. In its report, the agency highlighted that the country's growth performance showed resilience despite the external shocks which caused short-term challenges for the country. According to the report, the nation is likely to encourage more participation in global trade, which offers increasing gains in economic growth and to generate employment opportunities. Leaders from across the world, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and former UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, have greeted Prime Minister Narendra Modi on his 75th birthday today. In his message, President Putin praised PM Modi's great personal contribution to strengthening the partnership between India and Russia. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called Mr. Modi his good friend.
Prime Minister Modi, my good friend Narendra, I want to wish you a happy birthday. You've accomplished so much for India in your life, and we have together accomplished a great deal in the friendship between India and Israel. I look forward to seeing you soon because we can bring our partnership and our friendship to even greater heights. Happy birthday, my friend.
Earlier, U.S. President Donald Trump also greeted Prime Minister Modi in a social media post. President Trump described the call as wonderful, thanking Prime Minister Modi for his support in seeking an end to the Russia-Ukraine war. Prime Minister of Australia, Anthony Albanese, shared a video on his X handle, wishing Mr. Modi a happy birthday.
Happy birthday to my friend, Prime Minister Modi. Australia is proud to share such a strong friendship with India, and we're grateful every day for the incredible contribution of the Indian community here in Australia. I look forward to catching up with you soon, Prime Minister, and many more years of friendship and progress.
New Zealand PM Christopher Luxon wished PM Modi on his birthday on behalf of all the friends from New Zealand. He reflected the wisdom of PM Modi in leading India to become a developed nation by 2047. He expressed excitement in partnering India towards this vision.
Namaskar, my good friend Prime Minister Modi. Congratulations on your 75th birthday from me and all of your friends across New Zealand. A milestone like this is a moment to reflect on the wisdom of your leadership as you seek to guide India towards becoming a developed country by 2047. I'm really excited about New Zealand partnering more with India to achieve that vision as we look to ensure both our great nations achieve the security and also the prosperity that we seek.
In Sri Lanka, special prayers were held across the country, reflecting goodwill across faiths and communities. Prime Minister Modi has expressed gratitude to world leaders for extending birthday greetings. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the World News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said that reforming the UN Security Council has become central to discussions at the General Assembly. Mr. Guterres stressed the Council's structure is outdated and undermines both legitimacy and efficiency. He highlighted Africa's demand for permanent seats as a major driver of reform momentum. He also supported proposals to limit veto powers, particularly in cases of human rights violations. Guterres said reform is essential for restoring UN's role in global peace and security. U.S. President Donald Trump has invited Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the White House on the 29th of this month. Netanyahu announced the invitation at a Jerusalem press conference in which he warned Hamas over the safety of hostages as Israeli forces press into Gaza City. His comments come amidst the backdrop of the IDF's ground forces launching a full-scale assault in Gaza City to capture it. Earlier, before the launch of the operation, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio had departed from Israel and headed off straight to Qatar, despite the U.S. condemnation over the Doha attack. Rubio was noted to have shown firm support for Israel. South Korea and the United States have agreed for the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. South Korea's National Security Advisor, Wee Sung Lak, today said denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula is the ultimate goal and the target remains unchanged, whether North Korea likes it or not. Speaking in Seoul, Mr. Wee reiterated that South Korea would pursue a three-stage plan for the denuclearization of North Korea, saying it is important to first halt North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. In Niger, gunmen killed 22 people in a violent attack on a village in Tillaberi region yesterday. According to media reports, 15 victims were shot while attending a baptism ceremony, with 7 more killed in nearby areas as the attackers moved on. Human rights groups said jihadist violence has surged since March, with more than 127 villagers and worshippers killed. Dozens of homes have been looted and burned. Niger has been under military rule since 2023, following a coup by General Abdurrahman Tchiani. Pakistan's Deputy Prime Minister Ishaq Dar has said that India had rejected third-party mediation during the hostilities between the two countries in May. Mr. Dar made these remarks in an interview with a TV channel in Doha on the sidelines of the Arab-Islamic Emergency Summit.
We don't mind, but India has categorically been stating it's a bilateral, so we don't mind bilateral. But the dialogues have to be comprehensive. It will have a dialogue on terrorism, a dialogue on trade, on economy, on Jammu and Kashmir, all these subjects which we both have been discussing with. Any country wants dialogue, we are happy, we are welcome. Dialogue is the way forward, but obviously it takes two to tango. So unless India wishes to have dialogue, we can't force dialogue, we don't wish to force dialogue.
This supports the position of the government of India that U.S. President Donald Trump's claims of brokering a ceasefire during Operation Sindoor in May were not correct. In women's cricket, India defeated Australia by 102 runs in the second ODI in Chandigarh this evening, chasing the target of 293 set by India. Australia were bundled out in 40.5 overs, scoring 190 runs. With this, India levelled the three-match series 1-1. Earlier, India lost all their wickets in 49.5 overs, scoring 292 runs, which is also the second highest total ever scored against the Aussies. Smriti Mandhana scored 117 runs in 91 balls. Spinner Varun Chakravarti has become the world number one bowler in the ICC T20 international rankings. The 34-year-old became the third Indian bowler to achieve this feat after Jasprit Bumrah and Ravi Bishnoi. India's Akshar Patel and Kuldeep Yadav have also moved up the rankings. The first training squadron of the Indian Navy reached Mozambique to mark the 50 years of diplomatic relations between the two nations. The Defence Ministry of India said in a statement that the squadron comprising 3 Indian naval ships and ICGS Sarathi entered Maputo yesterday. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India's economy to remain fastest growing among major economies despite global headwinds. World leaders wish Prime Minister Modi on his 75th birthday today. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says Security Council reforms are now central to General Assembly talks. Gunmen killed 22 people in a violent attack on a village in Niger's Tillaberi region. And in women's cricket, India beat Australia by 102 runs in the second ODI of the three-match series in Chandigarh. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.